Hey there, it's Sasha Sterling, and welcome to Exploring All That Is Sacred. I wanted to do a personal update, a solo podcast today. Happy spring. It is, as I record and release this, it's April 12th, 2024, and so much is blooming over here. It is a very beautiful time. And I have been just reveling in it and simmering in it and expanding time to enjoy it. And so I'm 24 weeks pregnant, so deep into second trimester, and enjoying a lot of magic and synchronicities back in my life. And so today's theme for the podcast is called Paths of Devotion. And I have a fundamental belief that everything works in my life when I add intention and devotion. So this is a life philosophy, and I want to share it with you in case you also believe it and/or you want to make it yours, because I've come out now officially of a few year season where it was very hard. It got very dark and challenging. And I had been used to being in a very abundance, magical, alive season of life for a very long period of time. And it changed very dramatically. And it can be easy. I know for myself, and I work with hundreds, I've worked with thousands of people at this point, and also know so many people and talk to, and I'm a natural investigator of human consciousness, psychology, and bridging the spiritual, our spiritual knowing, into this 3D reality. And so I've seen patterns that it can be really hard when those periods of time happen. It can be easy to make meaning that something is wrong. We did something wrong. We're bad, etc. Fill in the blank. And the initiation that I have come now out the other side with was that I just don't believe that. I personally believe that my soul came here for certain lessons and learning, and some of those lessons and learnings happen through the withholding of what I think I want and needing to get into deep intimacy with parts of myself that were uncomfortable. And so, whether things are going the way we want them to or not, how can we still enjoy our life? That's something that really drives me. And so, a belief and a relationship with our life experience, whether things are flowing or whether they are super crunchy and constrained or painful, I believe is through the path of devotion. And so I was talking to a friend, actually one of my business partners. Another personal update is Sasha Sterling, my personal brand, has been relaunched as of December, and I got to had the privilege of walking side by side, arm in arm, with 30 incredible visionary women and emerging leaders, leaders and emerging leaders. And it was so fulfilling to support them in bringing their work to the world and the basics of growing their businesses online. I also, in addition to my personal brand and the empowerment work that I get to do there, I also have a business called Bee Sisterhood with three of my best friends, and we are writing a book. So I was in Mendocino, California. Gosh, now 2 weeks ago, it was for the first eclipse, the one in Libra. If you know me at all, I am a astrological enthusiast. I am an enthusiast for so many different modalities and typologies and things. And so that first eclipse, we were on a week-long book writing retreat, And we successfully wrote the second draft of our book, which is amazing. I'm so proud of this book, and you'll be the first to know when it's on pre-sale. Probably we're looking at early 2025 at this point, and there's just so much goodness there. So the nutshell of who we are is Bee Sisterhood is a conscious group that invites and inspires women onto the path of sacred belonging, sustainability, and sisterhood. We align with Bee Wisdom while following our hive agreements to guide us as a collective group. This is a place where women can choose to experience sacred belonging and bring all of themselves. We believe that when a woman creates a sustainable life, we can create a sustainable world. And so more on that incredible body of work soon, and it's influenced me tremendously. The I don't know if you hear our puppy barking in the background. Everyone's home for spring break still, so it's a little noisy over here. The call to sustainability has really been big on my heart. Like, what is it to really be resourced from the inside out, as a woman with on a mission, because so many people have gotten burnt out or feel under-resourced or have anxiety or have shut down their dreams because it's like, too hard, quote unquote. And so sustainability, like, what is that? What is that sustainable experience for each of us individually, and then as families and communities and globally in the world? And so the Bee Sisterhood is incredibly synergistic with what I personally am already on mission with. So I was there writing the second draft of the book with my three business partners, and this topic of devotion came up. And how, what is the difference between just doing something versus embracing it devotionally and intentionally? And there were a lot of tears, and we went to some really profound places of self-honesty around, oh yeah, where am I just doing something versus truly devotion, like I am embracing this as a path of devotion. And what was underneath that for us, and I invite you, if you're called to do this, to play with this for yourself, to really look at the different areas. Like, what are you spending your time on, your most precious resource of time? What are you spending your time on? And are you just doing something? And if so, why? Or is something truly a devotional practice for you? So examples are like motherhood, the difference of embracing motherhood as a path of devotion versus motherhood as just something we're doing. Our businesses as just something we're doing as a means to an end, or maybe not a means to an end, but just doing it versus as a path of devotion, as a practice of devotion. Underneath this, when we really unpacked it, there were some really surprising hidden beliefs, old agreements and vows from who knows where that were in conflict with the both and. And so for myself and for my friends, we really gave ourselves permission to not have to choose, not to have an either or unless we want to, and that we can expand our devotion to encompass every aspect of our life. This is a deep feeling path, though. And so I always like to remind the women I work with that they're in charge. You have your, just because you know something doesn't mean you have to do it. There is choice. We each are at choice. And so having our own hand on the spigot, right? Like turning it on or off as we want to, is something that's very important to actually enjoy the journey of our awakening process. We don't have to blow ourselves out. We can, but we don't have to. And so just running to remind you of how powerful you are and how much choice you have. So that's what I've got for you today. I'm a huge fan of one of your paths of devotion to be your sacred work, your sacred business. And as a serial entrepreneur for a long, long time and experience in so many industries, and having the privilege of serving so many women, spiritual, heart-centered women, to bring what they know in their in their spiritual access and materialize it here into this reality through leveraging the internet, leveraging st simple strategy. I have a new workshop, a brand new workshop coming up this Sunday, and there is a link in the notes, or you can go to sashasterling.com and under free resources, Prosperous on Purpose. Prosperous and on Purpose, the basics of growing your sacred business online. This is a brand new free 90-minute workshop. And in this, we're going to empower your dream with a simple and proven step-by-step plan you can trust and take action on with confidence. I'm going to reveal exactly how the game of online business works and is working now, and how to win it while really remaining in your divine feminine. And honestly, share with you the skills required to learn and master to thrive in your online business so that you feel in control of your time and your income, so that this really can be a part-time part of your life around all the other important things that matter to you. So if you're interested in that, if you are ready to commit to your work being one of your paths of devotion, and you'd like to learn some simple systems and strategies that are proven, well proven by hundreds of other people and myself, please join us for that. I would love to share space with you there. All right, sending so much love. Bye for now.